WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A term you may hear in meteorological discussions is mixing ratio. If you look up this term in the glossary of meteorology, you will find the definition to read, the ratio of the mass of a variable atmospheric constituent to the mass of dry air. Unless otherwise specified, the term usually refers to water vapor. It is expressed in grams per gram or grams per kilogram. Mixing ratio and specific humidity are nearly identical, but mixing ratio differs from the specific humidity in that it is related to the mass of dry air instead of to the total dry air plus water vapor. This difference in definition results in nearly identical values, but the mixing ratio is always slightly greater than that of specific humidity. The mixing ratio is conservative. Now, this means that the values of mixing ratio do not change for atmospheric processes involving a change in temperature. But mixing ratio is not conservative for changes involving the increase or decrease of water vapor. The total amount of water vapor that air can hold at any given temperature by weight is known as the saturation mixing ratio. There are two common uses for the mixing ratio. In meteorology, the mixing ratio is useful for tracing the properties of vast air masses as they rise or fall in the atmosphere. This is possible because of the conservative nature of the mixing ratio, since it does not change with varying atmospheric pressure and temperature. In the science of air conditioning, the mixing ratio is useful in calculations involving air as the transporter of water vapor through ducts to control the room humidity. Mixing ratio can also provide you with the relative humidity of the air, since the relative humidity is equal to the mixing ratio divided by the saturation mixing ratio. Well, no matter how you try it, you just can't get around in the field of meteorology without doing mathematics. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.